Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Welcome to Trivia with Dad. I'm your host, Dad. We have a family-friendly show with 4 topics, 5 questions per topic for a total of 20 answers. We also end the show with 2 truths and a lie. We hope you enjoy.
Wait, we started?
We're about to start.
Start already!
I got a big show announcement, folks. Now that we have a binge-worthy amount of episodes, we are going to be moving to every other week. So many reasons why. We got the impending writer's strike, of course. That's all up in the news.
What?
Yeah.
What's that?
Don't worry about it.
I am!
Well, writers who write for TV shows, they're going on strike because they want more money. So they say less new content is going to be coming out. I'm the writer of this show, and I will be striking once a week. Furthermore, you know, I'm a teacher. I got 2 jobs. It's fall. The girls are busy. We have millions of activities to make the show sustainable. We're going to every other week for now. And you know what? If you need to, binge the backlog. Let's get to the point. What do we got today? We have trees, blue, airplanes, and famous mice. Round 1, trees. Scientists estimate that there are 3 trillion trees on Earth, or 422 trees for every person. Theoretically, everybody could have their own little forest. Brazil, by the way, is the only country in the world named after a tree. Let's see what these ladies know about trees. Question 1. Is the outer bark of a tree comprised of living or non-living cells?
Non-living
is correct. The outer layer is composed of dead cells that become filled with a cork-like substance and air to protect the tree. The inner bark, called phloem, contains living cells and transports food from the leaves and other parts of the tree, including the roots. 1 for 1, they start with a banger. Question 2. What type of trees produce acorns?
Oak
trees are correct. Acorns are fruit of the oak trees.
When I was little, then my granddad had this sandbox, and I was like burying acorns in them, and then a tree grew.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool. So raw acorns are not safe to eat due to their tannins, which are toxic. But if you remove the tannins by boiling or soaking the acorns, you can eat them, and they're very nice.
I want to try one.
Question 3. What element do trees remove from the Earth's atmosphere?
Water?
Incorrect.
Carbon dioxide?
Correct. When they perform photosynthesis, they pull carbon dioxide out of the air, bind it up in sugar, and release oxygen. And the trees use sugar to build wood branches and roots. Question 4. What type of trees do kookaburras live in?
Gum trees?
kookaburra lives in the old gum trees. That is correct. They are really called eucalyptus trees, but they are called gum trees as well because of the sticky, gummy sap. Kookaburras are native to Australia, New Guinea, and Indonesia. And we all can learn a lesson. Those little childish songs, they will teach us some things. Question 5. What is the name of the violet tree planted in the middle of Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry in the world-famous series Harry Potter?
The Whomping Willow?
Did you know it, Maddie?
Yeah, I
of course. That. 5 out of 5 round. Very nice.
The Whomping Willow whomps the broom.
Round 2, blue. Glaciers often appear blue because the ice absorbs all colors of the sunlight spectrum except blue, which it transmits. Learn something new every day. Question 1. What does it mean to say if you are feeling blue?
Sad.
Sad, down, or depressed, feeling blue. You probably got that one at home, right? Easy. But did you know where the saying came from? No, you did not. It goes like this. If the ship lost the captain or any of the officers during a voyage, she would fly blue flags and have a blue band painted along her entire hull when returning to home. Feeling blue. Question 2. Who voiced Dory in Finding Nemo?
Catherine.
Incorrect.
Mary.
Ellen DeGeneres. Grandma's a big Ellen DeGeneres fan. Girls, ruined the perfect game, perfect show, but they are still on a roll. Question 3. Which American state is known as the Bluegrass State?
Louisiana?
Incorrect.
Idaho?
Kentucky. I guess a lot of bluegrass grows there. Bluegrass is green, by the way.
Bluegrass was music.
Yeah, it is music as well. Question 4. What is the largest animal to ever grace planet Earth?
Some kind of dinosaur or whale?
I know.
Judges, no.
The big blue whale?
The big blue whale. I love them. I'm going to throw them in this pod whenever possible. We won't even be able to do a blue whale round because I'll have so many blue whale questions thrown in. The size of 30 T-Rexes. Enough said. Okay? Bigger than any dinosaur.
In doubt, think the answer is beluga whale because
he's going to like... Beluga whale. No. Blue whale. Yes. Yeah, blue whale. Question 5. What kind of animal is the blue Sega video game character named Sonic?
A fox?
No.
A hedgehog?
Correct, a hedgehog. It's a real animal, and it's not blue, and it's not fast, and it's fairly tiny. Girls, crushing it midway point, 8 out of 10. You kids at home, you probably got like 7. What do you got to say to them, kids?
Patches is cute.
Round 3, airplanes. Pilots and co-pilots usually eat different meals so that they won't both get sick from the food. Question 1. What is the name of the U.S. Navy's aerial stunt team?
The Air Force?
Incorrect.
The Wind Force?
The Blue Angels. They do not fight in combat. Their mission is to showcase the teamwork and professionalism of the United States Navy and Marine Corps through flight demonstrations, and community outreach while inspiring a culture of excellence and service to the country.
So what do they even do?
They do these amazing, like, cool flight tricks. They'll go to an airplane show, and they're just doing twists and turns all close and in union. It's really cool. If you ever can see the Blue Angels, check them out. Question 2. What major airline is named after a Greek letter?
Alpha.
Incorrect.
X.
It is Delta Airlines. Good guesses. Question 3. Who was the first person to fly solo across the Atlantic Ocean?
Amelia Earhart?
Incorrect. I thought that would be one of your guesses.
Well, I don't know, so Mark Andrew.
Charles Lindbergh. Amelia Earhart was the first female. Lindbergh was also the first Times Magazine Person of the Year. Question 4. The busiest airport in the world is Hartsfield-Jackson's Atlanta International Airport. What is the 3-letter airport code for this airport?
SWI.
Incorrect.
Sex, like in saxophone.
ATL, I'm headed to the ATL. And we're back for question 5. 2 power outages and 24 hours later. Those nice summer storms here in Maryland. Question 5. What airline has used the slogans, "You are now free to move about the country," "Just plain smart," and "low fares, nothing to hide, that's transparency"?
Golden Airline that I've probably never been on?
I don't think there's such thing as Golden Airline. You have been on this airline.
Southwest?
That is the one. They used to be so famous for that boarding process and bags always flying free. I don't know about the boarding process anymore. It seems a little chaotic. Girls, 9 points headed into the final round. Famous cartoon mice. Question 1. Mickey Mouse traditionally wears white gloves, red shorts, but what color shoes?
Yellow?
Yellow is correct. Mickey and Minnie, the most famous mice of all time. Fun fact, Minnie and Mickey never got married in their fictional life, but in reality, their voice actors did get married. How about it? You knew that?
Yeah.
For realsies?
Yeah.
I'm poking you. Question 2. Which cartoon mouse has been eluding and outsmarting the house cat Tom for decades?
Jerry?
Jerry Mouse. Created by William Hannes and Joseph Barbera. The Tom and Jerry Show. Question 3. Itchy, from the Itchy and Scratchy Show, is a cartoon show within a cartoon show. What show is Itchy and Scratchy on?
The Itchy and Unscratchy?
No.
I don't know.
The Simpsons! Blue Mouse Itchy is constantly hurting Scratchy. The mouse always wins in all these shows. Like, Jerry is defeating Tom, Itchy's defeating Scratchy, but in real life, I'm pretty sure the cat usually wins. Question 4. Produced by legendary director Steven Spielberg, what show named after the mouse characters features 2 laboratory mice constantly hatching plans to take over the world?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Pinky and the Brain. Pinky and the Brain, Brain, Brain. Pinky is kind of a bumbling, good-natured fool. Brain is highly intelligent, but self-centered and a bit evil. Question 5. While not a mouse, but a rat, what is the name of the master sensei and adaptive father of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle?
I don't know his name.
George?
Splinter, Master Splinter. Two Truths and a Lie podcast. Statement 1. Apple Podcasts is the most listened to podcast platform in the world. Statement 2. The word podcast is a portmanteau. Statement 3. The Joe Rogan Experience is the most listened to podcast in the world. So you have Apple Podcasts, most streamed podcast platform. You have podcast is a portmanteau of two different words. And you have Joe Rogan being the most listened to podcast in the world. The lie, Maddie.
The Apple Podcast.
She got it because it is Spotify. 1/4 of all podcast listeners use Spotify. Podcast is a portmanteau of iPod and broadcast. Microsoft did not like that. And Rogan gets about 11 million listeners each episode. We get like a little over 100, so you better watch your back, Joe Rogan. We're coming for you. Okay, we're going to miss you. We're going to see you in 2 weeks. I mean, we got to support the writer strike. Plus, I'm going to be busy. Anything to say? We're not going to see them for 2 more weeks.
I don't.
See you in 2 weeks.
If like we know you, we might see you in less than 2 weeks.
True. Adios.